This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Is the rent too damn high? We're going to find out coming up here in moments. Vincent's got the story on that with you in the studio tonight. By the way, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Vincent.
For those of you just tuning in, we were talking about the idea that the state of Ohio is apparently going to become the first state in the United States to accept cryptocurrency as tax payments. And indeed, they actually have an official website set up, OhioCrypto.com. It is a cryptocurrency tax payment portal. And, you know, on the scale of state websites, this one actually looks pretty decent. Like, a lot of state government sites are pretty dismal. They're pretty, you know, circa the year 2000. They don't look like they've had an update in some amount of time. This one actually looks pretty slick, at least on its front page. I haven't gone any deeper than that. But, yeah, apparently this is a thing that you can do now. And if you are a business owner in the state of Ohio, so it's not for individual tax payments, at least not yet. It is only for business owners. So you register on the website, OhioCrypto.com. You can make payments on any of 23 eligible business-related taxes, and there's no transaction limit. The government is not holding the crypto. They are immediately converting it to U.S. dollars. So that is, you know, it's interesting detail. Quote, the state of Ohio is the first major government entity offering its citizens the option to pay with cryptocurrency, says the co-founder and CEO of BitPay. He said further, with BitPay, Ohio can leverage blockchain technology and benefit from reduced risk and identity fraud, as well as enabling quick and, I think what he means is they'll benefit from less identity fraud because, you know, the government isn't switching completely to cryptocurrency here. Anyways, well as enabling quick and easy payments from any device anywhere in the world and getting paid in dollars, this vision is at the forefront of moving blockchain payments into mainstream adoption. Now, if you are familiar with BitPay, you know that means you've got to use a special kind of wallet. That's one of the downsides to BitPay these days, is they don't accept payments from every cryptocurrency wallet out there. There's a specific set of standards that they have created that only some wallets have actually enabled. So that's going to cause a problem for some people, but BitPay says the reason they did that was because there were too many incompatibilities and too many other issues previously. So they made their own kind of payments protocol. We can tell you more about what's going on here.
But setting up a wallet is so easy, and I'm sure BitPay's got a list of wallets anybody could set up.
Yeah, yeah. No, they've got a list, and it's a lot of the big ones. So, like, Edge Wallet is in there, and Copay, which is their own official cryptocurrency wallet, the Bitcoin Core wallet, Bitcoin Cash wallets. Let's go to the phones here. We got JJ. He's on the line in Nebraska listening through LRN.FM. Hello, JJ.
Hello there, fellas. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind, JJ?
Well, you guys got that camera going. I guess it's on its own, right? It just changes when it wants to change.
Yeah, pretty much, because we don't, you know, we can't hire somebody to actually run the cameras. So
yeah, fair enough.
We're just gonna have basically a robot do it.
Because sometimes it goes over to the dog there, and the dog's licking its own a hole or whatever.
Well, whatever, man. That's what dogs do.
Yeah, I know, but do you ever consider maybe it's, because it's always licking its own a-hole and just getting right in there, digging in there real hard, right on the camera.
All right, we're just going to let you go. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You know, if you got something interesting to talk about, you're welcome to call in about it. But we're not going to get explicit here on the radio because we can't. So going on, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Currently, the treasurer's office is only accepting Bitcoin for payment, but the plan is to add other cryptocurrencies in the future, they say. And that's because, again, they're just cashing it out. So they don't care if they take Dash, if they take Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash. It's as long as BitPay is going to convert it. And right now, BitPay, as I understand it, only allows for payments in Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash. So I don't think BitPay themselves is offering any other options.
But if anybody's got any cryptocurrency, any form, they could shapeshift it into Bitcoin without a lot of aggravation. And
correct.
And when they get recreational marijuana in Ohio, I mean, this is be great. These people don't have to put, you know, $200,000 worth of tax money in the trunk of their car and drive somewhere to pay it. They could just, you know,
get it done.
Just get it done. That's beautiful.
Currently, let's see, there's a cost associated with paying in cryptocurrency. It is worth noting taxpayers who pay via credit cards and debit cards are also subject to fees from payment providers, but are not assessed fees through the treasurer's office. Taxpayers paying using cryptocurrency are charged a transaction fee, network fee, and a miner fee. The miner fee will be displayed in the taxpayer's wallet and not on OhioCrypto.com. The transaction fee will be 0% during an initial 3-month introductory period, and after that time it will be 1%. Fees are user fees and are not supplemented by state funds. So this isn't unusual for the state. If you've ever paid a tax bill, they will frequently tell you, oh, well, we will let you pay with a credit card, but it's going to be 3% more. And that's because they don't want, unlike a business where when you pay with a credit card at a business, the business eats the cost of the credit card fees out of their profits. So they don't, businesses generally don't charge two different prices. There's like, there's no cash price and no credit card price at most businesses. That's because they're eating the cost. Governments never eat the cost of credit card fees.
A lot of gas.
They always add it on top.
A lot of gas stations in New Hampshire, it'll be like, I buy diesel for $2.99 a gallon the other day. When I walked up to the pump, it said $3.05.
Really?
And I went in and paid cash and came back and it was at $2.99. And I went and got my change and they said, oh, or $3.04 it said. But said, oh, it's 5 cents more if you pay with a credit card, is what they said.
Wait. So you went in and paid cash and they lowered the price for you?
Yeah, at the pump. Oh, no, but it said $2.99 on a sign driving by. Mm-hmm. So I pulled in. And then it said $3.05 on the pump.
Interesting.
When I walked in and paid for it, I came back and it said $2.99 because they charge you 5 cents or 6 cents more if you're paying with a credit card. Those Budget Gas in Manchester is actually then they have a Bitcoin ATM at Budget Gas in Manchester on Willow Street. Yes, that's what it was.
Wow, I'm surprised by that because, I mean, does it actually say on the sign cash price?
No, it doesn't.
I'm surprised they're not getting in trouble for that.
Oh, yeah. It might say, I don't know.
Because unless it says cash price on the sign, if you put a, I mean, given the regulations, I mean, it's just bad business in my opinion, but I bet you there's some sort of regulation saying that whatever the sign is out front is what the price has to be at the pump. I can't believe that if you get to the pump and you're looking at the pump and then looking at the sign and you're seeing a 5 cent difference, I mean, that's got
to
be.
It could say cash price in a little, but I don't pay attention to the small print on the signs. I just pay cash anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, you know, last night we had one pedestrian get run over by two different cars and got killed.
And then
the two drivers, they ran off. It was hit and run. And then the night before that, somebody else got killed. A pedestrian got killed the night before and then last night.
Was a pedestrian intoxicated by any chance? Did they mention that? That's generally what happens because I've looked into this in Albuquerque, anyways.
I think he was maybe jaywalking, and it was dark late at night. But
you didn't answer the question.
That's why jaywalking is illegal, Ian. That's why we need laws.
That is not why it's illegal.
You can
jaywalk,
die, dude. It's
anywhere.
People safe. Jaywalking.
You can jaywalk anywhere as long as you look both ways before you cross the street.
But no, it's dangerous. That's why it's illegal. It's dangerous.
No, it's not.
Yes, these people got killed for jaywalking.
No, they didn't. They got killed because they probably stumbled into the road because they were S-faced drunk is most likely what happened.
One of the islands I went to, they drive you on the other side of the road. But like most of the cars are from the U.S., so they're all, you know, got the, you know, the left-hand driver's side, but they're driving on the wrong side of the road.
Wow.
So the driver's alongside the curb. Whatever, but like, I was so used to just like looking left when I go across the road, and a local goes, "You gotta look right, dude.
Look both ways."
And, just, you know, there comes a little car. It was actually an electric car. I didn't even hear it. I mean, I don't think I would have stepped out in the road, but.
And you weren't drunk, were you?
No. But that was interesting. You know, I was waiting to cross the road.
Sarah, that is a true statement. A lot of these pedestrians who are getting hit by cars and killed by cars, they're drunk and they don't have their wits about them because, you know, normally you can see a car coming. You know, if you're paying attention to your surroundings, cars aren't exactly camouflaged. They're not going to just pop right out at you unless, you know, you aren't paying attention.
Electric cars are silent, or very quiet at least.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I was vacuuming the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Bitcoin price is down big time over the last couple of weeks, down 40% in just the last month. It's been a tough month for some of the people in the world of crypto, but a lot of us understand that You know, we've been through this before. We've been through peaks. We've been through dips. We've been through these bear markets, as they call them. Just hold on for the ride. That tends to be, you know, I'm not a legal advisor. I'm not an investment advisor, but that's what I would do in this circumstance. And that is what I am doing. Just hanging on, because Bitcoin's had slumps before, and it always comes out over time. Now, there's no guarantee that anything like that will continue to happen in the future, but I believe that as long as Bitcoin is useful, and it is, cryptocurrency is a useful concept, that its value will continue to go up over time. If you want to spend some of your crypto, like your Bitcoin Cash, you can do it through Bitcoin.com. They've partnered up with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it's easier than ever to get gift cards of big places like Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Hotels.com, Nike, and hundreds more. Just visit giftcards.bitcoin.com. You can pick the card that you want. Follow the instructions on the screen and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com. As we continue here with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Jay. And Vincent.
So Bitcoin is under attack. You know, there's been a price dip over the last couple of weeks, several weeks. And, of course, this is leading to the Bitcoin haters to start parading out there like, see, we told you, Bitcoin, it's bad news. See? Price is down. But, of course, it's important to keep a little bit of perspective. Remember the $3,500 per Bitcoin right now, $37 maybe today. This is basically August of 2017 prices.
I've been following silver since I was 7 or 8 years old, silver mm-hmm. prices. I can remember opening up the Sunday paper of my grandfather's paper and looking to see what silver was worth. And, you know, my grandmother gave me some silver coins. And,
right.
But, and it's, you know, silver's, you know, gotten attacked, I guess, or has gotten suppressed or pushed down, or the market just didn't see a need for silver and a lot of people didn't buy it and it fell. And then it booms back up. Just look at silver prices over the past, you know, 30 or 40 years. It's all. And a lot of commodities do this. I mean, silver, for example, you know, it's many times in history it's been cheaper than the price than the cost of mining silver. In fact, you can't mine silver or gold in the United States like in the past couple years at a profit because you know it's been down so much. It actually costs more to mine it. I think the break-even point on silver in the United States is right about $14, $13, but like in like Africa. You know, it's like $8 or $6.
Because you have to pay people more in the U.S.,
right?
Basically.
And gold's kind of the same thing, and, you know, things like that. It's always going to go up and down. And silver really started to fluctuate a lot basically after 1971, after the United States went off the, you know, the gold standard.
Well, now they say that, and you touched on this, they say that the price of silver is manipulated by big banks.
They say.
Who the allegation is that they will sell you silver, these big silver dealers or banks or whoever it is that's selling it, but you don't actually get the silver. You get a piece of paper that says you've got silver on a deposit somewhere.
Right.
Then if you try to actually get the silver, if you say, all right, I don't want this paper anymore, I want the actual silver, then they're like, whoa, hold on, we're just going to have to just hold on. We're getting it for you. We got to go get it out of cold storage. It might take 30 days.
We got to get it out of London, and it's going to cost a ton of money to ship it to you, but we'll give you $2 over spot to buy it back.
But the idea is they don't actually have the silver, and so, or they don't have, you know, a fraction of what they're supposed to have. They're essentially selling silver to you that they don't have. So kind of almost like fractional reserve silver, if you will.
Well, that's the original Rothschild bankster scheme was, you know, Ishmael Mayer Rothschild somewhere in Europe hundreds of years ago or whatever, took people's silver on deposit, gave them certificates for the silver, and then he just started printing up certificates of silver that didn't exist because people, it was easier to trade these certificates than
right.
the silver.
And they never called the bank, and they never, you know, went down to collect their silver. They were
right.
just trading the certificates.
And when they wanted the silver back, it was too late. Rothschild had become this banking empire, and nobody could do anything
Can't
about
touch
it.
Him.
Right.
So that can be going on today. And, you know, could the Federal Reserve manipulate the price of Bitcoin? In theory, they could, you know, because they have so much money at their disposal. They could.
I wonder
it's
if
not impossible.
Bitcoin futures ETFs or whatever they are, which I don't know. I really understand exactly.
I don't know either
how that works.
Exchange traded fund, I think, is what that.
But I know, like,
stands for
futures with like corn or oil. You would buy futures of corn and oil, but you wouldn't take that. You're not going to get a million bushels of corn or 500 bushels of corn and bring it home, put it in your, it's not going to get shipped to you, and you're not going to put it in your living
right.
room.
Yeah.
I can't understand why anybody in their right mind would buy a cryptocurrency future, because you can hold the cryptocurrency with no storage fee. It's not like you're holding hundreds of thousands.
It's somebody
of
who doesn't understand what they're getting.
Right. And I that might be how this market's getting manipulated. And I listen to a lot of podcasts, a lot of things. I'm not getting enough information on this futures trading in Bitcoin. And I really don't even know enough to talk about it, but I just got a gut feeling if Bitcoin is being manipulated, or if it's just having its, you know, growing pains or whatever's going on.
I tend to believe it's growing pains personally, okay. But you know, that's not to say that it's impossible for them to manipulate it. But either way, here's the Los Angeles Times and their piece about this. Matt O'Brien writing the headline, Bitcoin plunges again. Now the only currency worse than Bitcoin is Venezuela's. All right, talk about a hyperbolic headline. I got to know exactly how he's going to back that statement up. He says, if nothing else, Bitcoin was supposed to protect people. And then we'll talk about the rent going up as well. Bitcoin is supposed to protect people from governments that were destroying their own currencies, governments such as Venezuela, where inflation is said to be somewhere around 49,000% right now.
Well, just to interrupt,
yeah.
Cryptocurrencies, and specifically Dash, what was it? I was at something, this I guess, Porkfest, and Joel was talking about all the Dash being used in Venezuela,
yes.
and how it's like really like saving people's, you know, it's saving them, it's helping them out a lot, and Dash and just cryptocurrency in general has really helped a lot of people in Venezuela in the past, you know.
That's what I've heard as well, and I haven't done a lot of digging into it because I would be interested in learning more about just, you know, hearing some of the stories as far as, you know, how it has helped people. Because it's obviously going to help somebody. If you get into cryptocurrency, you're not going to likely, even with the risks of the price fluctuations with crypto, and we've seen them, you know, again, dropping over the last several weeks, but even with that, you're still probably better off with crypto than you are with Venezuela's currency, because they're just hyperinflating the hell out of that. So anything else in crypto seems stable compared to Venezuela's currency.
Hey, I give anyone who I work for a discount for crypto, rather fiat, any day.
Right, just to incentivize people to actually use it.
I like it better.
And so lately, though, they say Bitcoin hasn't fulfilled that mission. Not unless you think being down about 80%, as Bitcoin has been since last December, counts as protecting you from the 99.6% losses you would have taken on your Venezuelan bolivar at that time. The virtual currency slid as much as 17% on Monday.
Well, how much has the U.S. dollar lost in value? What percentage since
1913? A lot. Yeah, probably like, right, what, 96% or something?
More than Bitcoins, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, they're ignoring the fact that Bitcoin is up from zero to, right now, $3,700. But we'll get more of this critic here in moments, because he claims there's a paradox that he'll explain coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
USA Radio News.
As lawmakers return to Washington after a long Thanksgiving holiday, members of the House and Senate on the GOP side met with President Trump today at the White House to discuss a new budget bill that has to be passed by December 7th or the government would shut down. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's still a lot of work to be done on a bill.
We're trying to get the president the money he would like for the wall. That's part of the year-end funding discussion. That's one of the many things we've got to wrap up here at the end of the year.
Police in California are giving an update on the Southern California mass shooting at a bar in Thousand Oakes. Ventura County Sheriff Billy Yub says the gunman was armed with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol when he entered the Borderline Bar and Grill.
The suspect fired a total of more than 50 rounds. He has seven high-capacity 30-round magazines. Those high-capacity magazines are illegal to purchase or possess within the state of California.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms discussing the attacks against Bitcoin. Oh, price is down, so therefore all the critics are right. Well, there's somebody over at the Los Angeles Times who is going off against Bitcoin and saying, likening it to the Venezuelan currency, which is in absolutely dismal, hyperinflating shape. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. And also, is the rent too damn high? Vincent has a story saying rents are going up and you're getting less for what you're paying, and we'll see what
smaller rooms.
We'll see what that's all about coming up here in a few moments. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, and we're going right back to your phone calls. But first, I do want you to know about the Blink Home Security System. You want to talk about a great holiday gift? Well, this could be it. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Because when do you want to spot the burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? You can ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him a burglar is trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Blink motion-activated cameras are wireless. They set up in minutes and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And, of course, these make great holiday gifts. So go to BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company. We'll get back into the Bitcoin critique here from the Los Angeles Times. But first, Jason, in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jay, and Vincent.
Yes, hi. How are you guys tonight?
Hey, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah.
Can you pick up that speakerphone? Because it definitely sounds like it.
Sounds like a head's in a bucket.
I'm sorry. The phone's nowhere near me. Can you hear me a little bit better now?
No, it's not making much of a difference. I mean, we can hear you. If you've got one quick thing to say, you can, but I don't want to have a long conversation over a speakerphone.
Okay, I was hoping your guy was going to pick up on that, but he let me through. Anyway, as far as the futures market effect on Bitcoin and silver, there's something called naked shorting, where if you have enough money, you can just dump a whole bunch of silver or Bitcoin effectively on the market by simply selling something you don't own. That creates an extremely large supply, if you have that kind of money to do it. Which is
how do you sell something you don't own?
Naked shorting.
Yes, that's just the way it is. I do futures trading myself. I've sold hundreds and hundreds of barrels of oil, and as you guys probably would imagine, I don't actually possess oil to sell. You can do that with anything on futures.
Don't you have like a piece of paper saying that you own oil, and then you're just selling that piece of paper, basically?
No, I just you click a button on your trading platform, and you've effectively created a contract to sell oil. In my case, oftentimes that I don't own, that can drive that creates the extra supply on the market.
But how does the person buy oil that you don't own? I'm not a professional trader, so I don't understand.
Well,
that.
It gets settled. I had better settle in cash. I had better close the contract before the contract is up. And that's how you can drive down the price in this, like, for instance, Bitcoin or silver. You can create extra supply that doesn't actually exist. And then,
but how does the person get their oil?
They don't.
It's a scam? Are you talking about committing fraud?
Just manipulation.
No, that's the way it works. This is the way the market works. It's called naked shorting.
Vincent, naked short. I want to try to have a better understanding of this. Thank you for the call, Jason. I appreciate hearing from you. We're going to let you go because, like I said, the speakerphone is just not going to cut it. But if you want to call on a better line, you're welcome to.
And that's a five-star call right there as far as I'm concerned. That was good information.
Well, I thought it was really interesting. Yeah. I wish we could have kept going, but I just can't.
So just this tiny blurb from Investopedia.com. Naked shorting is the illegal practice of short selling shares that have not been affirmatively determined to exist. Ordinarily, traders must borrow a stock or determine that it can be borrowed before they sell it short.
How about naked shorting futures? Because that had to do with stocks.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Bitcoin futures.
Well, he was just saying you could naked short silver Bitcoin futures and then create an artificial supply in the marketplace. So it looks like that there is more than actually exists is what I understand.
And drive the price down.
What I'd like to understand is how could you actually look up and see what people are shorting? Because if you ever watch that movie, The Big Short, come out a few years ago, it's a really good movie. You should sit down and watch it sometime. But basically, it talks about the stock market crash and the banking crisis of 2008.
I've seen Wolf of Wall Street. This probably isn't like that, right?
No, not at all. No. It's pretty good, though. It's very informative.
Yeah, I liked it.
And in fact, I need to watch it again. It's been a few years since I watched it. But so all these companies were shorting people were shorting subprime mortgages. And I would like to look at a chart of shorts if it was available to see what is being shorted. And then that would kind of give you an idea of what the traders on Wall Street are betting against. A short is basically, you know, if I shorted stocks in General Motors, I'm basically, from what I understand, making a bet that General Motors stock is going to fall.
Go down, right?
And okay. I guess you can short it to a certain number or a certain date. I don't really understand how it works. It's very complex. And I've just never studied it because I've just, you know, I got better things to do. But it's certainly interesting. And as soon as I heard a year ago or 2 years ago or so that Bitcoin was going to be traded as a future, my whole life I've been hearing that, it's the futures market that's, you know, suppressing silver, and that's how they suppress it is through the futures.
So you thought this is bad news.
So I thought this was bad news. And the day that the futures contract opened on Bitcoin was the day that it hit its record high of whatever it was.
Interesting.
According to
coincidence?
This guy, according to this guy, Ken Shorgen. And then when the future expired, and Ken Shorgen does nice little, he's actually, I heard about him from Angel Clark.
Yeah.
And he does a thing called Shotgun Economics you can look up. But Ken Shorgen talks about how the day that the futures became active was the day that Bitcoin hit its peak. Mm-hmm. And then 30 days later, when the future expired, Bitcoin was at exactly about 50%, you know, went down to like 9,000 something. And then 30 days later, it was at like another low. And he goes through these Bitcoin futures, and he's always, so every time the contract expires, but I tried Googling like when Bitcoin futures expire and this, that, and I just couldn't really navigate it too well.
Yeah.
I couldn't ever find anything on it.
So the story here from the Los Angeles Times, critical of Bitcoin, saying that it's lost 80% of its value in the last year, which puts it second to the Venezuelan Bolivar as far as currencies losing value. The fact of the matter is, he says, Bitcoin's been around for 10 years now, but we still haven't found one use for it.
Wow, this guy's...
This guy clearly never bought drugs online before. Yeah,
right? This is the third paragraph here, claiming that there's not a single use for Bitcoin. He says at its most grandiose, it was supposed to replace the U.S. dollar as the way people did business around the world, but at its most realistic, it was at least supposed to replace, say, the Zimbabwean dollar as the way people did business in places where inflation had spiraled out of control. So, okay, obviously, this person doesn't know what they're talking about. His name is Matt O'Brien. He's with the Washington Post. Actually, this is Los Angeles Times. They're reprinting the Washington Post. Yeah, I use Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies every single week, multiple times per week, to go out to eat, for instance. I get my car repaired with cryptocurrency. I'm going to be going to a cryptocurrency dentist here in the next time I have a dental appointment, which is in February. And we frequently find each other, you know, and paying, you know, we pay each other in cryptocurrency to do things.
Yep.
So our show hosts here on Free Talk Live get a little stipend, like a fuel stipend, basically, at the end of the month.
Just the other week, I bought plants with Bitcoin Cash, of all things.
Yep, there was a garden shop here in New Hampshire, actually in the southern corner of New Hampshire, that was taking cryptocurrency as well.
It was from a private garden.
Sure. There's a golf course that accepts cryptocurrency here in the area. So, I mean, the idea that there's not a single use for it, well, clearly, there are thousands and thousands of uses. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any value. If all crypto was, if all Bitcoin was pure speculation, it wouldn't be worth $3,500 per Bitcoin. And a lot of them are speculative. There's no doubt about it. A lot of the cryptocurrencies out there are speculative. But all of them are kind of riding on the shoulders of Bitcoin. And if Bitcoin hadn't been useful in the first place, nobody would have bothered copying it. So there's more coming up here. We'll get to more of his critique. It's not a quality critique, but it's entertaining. On the way here, this is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, your calls about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, by the way, big thanks to Christian Saucier. He is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier coming from the Quebec region. Actually, similar to where you're from, Vincent. Christian is a longtime supporter of the show, and gold means he's doing $10 a month. That he's sending into Free Talk Live that we can then use to advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for. It is money that we use to get on new radio stations. We're not buying airtime. We are, you know, pitching the show to stations, getting them to come on board and air the show based on merit, based on the fact that, you know, we're out there and we do a good show and we're 7 nights a week. And it's that money from the Free Talk Live amplifiers really makes a big difference in our ability to spread the ideas of liberty. So if you like what we do, you appreciate the work that we're doing here, then please amp the show over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use Bitcoin BTC, by the way, as well as credit card, as well as PayPal. It is up to you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And again, thanks to Christian Saucier, a gold amplifier. Again, we only ask $5 a month. He's doing twice that. Certainly appreciate it. amp.freetalklive.com. So the Los Angeles Times claiming in a piece, the Washington Post, they're reprinting it at the Los Angeles Times. So it got a lot of exposure. This piece got major exposure in major media claiming, quote, "The fact of the matter is that Bitcoin's been around for 10 years now, but we still haven't found one use for it." Well, obviously, you haven't tried real hard, Matt O'Brien, because all you really have to do is go to coinmap.org, and it is a handy little map site that shows you the entire planet at a glance, and you can see these hot spots all over the planet, different colors like red and yellow. And then you zoom in on where you live, or maybe where you're going to go visit on vacation or wherever, and you can see where businesses are actually physically located that you can go and spend cryptocurrency.
There was a lot in Puerto Rico. I was pretty impressed with all those islands I went to. Puerto Rico had pretty active
coinmap.org
there.
Now, you got to be careful. Not everything on CoinMap is up to date.
Right.
So, you know, call them first. Make sure they're still in business. Make sure they're still accepting crypto. But I'll tell you, here in the Keene area, in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, those maps are accurate. You go to a place on that map, they're going to take crypto. Because we curate them and make sure that, you know, if a business goes out of business or if whatever reason isn't taking crypto, we update the map.
Manchester, same thing, pretty accurate.
Well, that's because I actually went through and had them remove a bunch of stuff from Manchester that wasn't. But, there's plenty of things that you can do with crypto. And those are just the real-life locations that you can go to and spend cryptocurrency. There's also, of course, online purchases where, like, saveatpurse.com, you can go and save easily 20% on a thing that you want to get at Amazon. I've got something sitting on there right now, a new chair for the studio. I put it at 33% because we don't need it that bad. So if it comes this week or if it comes 2 weeks from now or a month from now, it doesn't really matter.
I think using Purse to buy things on Amazon actually makes the whole buying things on Amazon experience a little bit fun.
Yeah?
Because you get to go check it. Oh, I got an email from Purse. Yeah, cool. Went through, you know.
And then you get 30% off or 20%. If you want to get the item quickly, shoot for 20%. Usually it'll get bought within the first several hours. And so, again, saving money on everything you buy. Gee, is that something you can use Bitcoin for or Bitcoin Cash? Why, yes. Yes, it is. So let's go on here with this junk article. He says that it was at its most supposed to replace the U.S. dollars, the way people did business around the world. Well, what, do you think that's going to happen in 10 years? I mean, wouldn't that be amazing if Bitcoin could come out and instantly replace the U.S. dollar? We're talking about a decade on the scale of money is nothing. This is nothing. This is that Bitcoin is still in its infancy. It's still in a crib, basically. It's still Bitcoin software, I think, is still in beta, if I'm not mistaken, if you go to Bitcoin.org. I believe they still refer to it as beta software a decade later.
And not only that, the blockchain technology that Bitcoin is based on is, in my opinion, is far more valuable than the actual Bitcoin itself.
Just, sure.
I mean, that is just... It's great.
This is the public ledger.
It's going to revolutionize a lot of things. And
distributed public ledger, decentralized public ledger.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Everybody can access this ledger. So when the Securities and Exchange Commission has to start putting everything on blockchain and all the stock market stuff has to be on blockchain, I think that those institutions that control that in Wall Street doesn't want things on distributed public ledgers.
No, you can't hack those. You can't cook the books.
And yeah, because then they can't do their insider trading, the high-frequency algorithm stuff is probably going to change up a lot. And I believe it'll stop manipulation once Wall Street becomes on a decentralized public ledger, which I think is the big thing that they're looking at. I think the enemy to the power brokers of the world right now isn't actually Bitcoin. It's a technology, blockchain, which is going to open
and
up.
Bitcoin was the first application of blockchain, so that's why it's worth as much as it is. But you're right. That's what makes Bitcoin valuable, because we did have – or part of what makes Bitcoin valuable, because we did have digital currency before that, right? You had credit cards.
Yep.
You had all kinds of forms of digital currency, but they weren't distributed – decentralized forms of currency, and that's what Bitcoin brought to the table. In addition, it's cryptographically sound and secure, so it can't be hacked, and there's a lot of reasons why it is as popular as it is. But this guy's acting like it's meaningless, acting like nobody uses it for anything, and this is just total fiction. Going on here, why, he asks, has Bitcoin stumbled over even this lowest of bars? Because there's a paradox that lies at its heart. He says, the easiest way to think about this is that Bitcoin wants to make it so that you don't have to trust banks to move your money or governments to keep your currency from losing its value. Well, if you've ever trusted the government with currency, then you know what happens, because every government currency loses value. Government doesn't keep currencies from losing value. It's part of the policy. Inflation is policy.
If you think you can trust the government, ask the Native American.
Well, and if you think you can trust the banks, ask the either the Cretans or the Greeks, or the Cypriots, I think, maybe because they had austerity measures and a bunch of debt to the EU at one point.
You mean a few years ago?
Yeah, and the government just takes 25% out of everyone's bank account.
Yeah, they called it a haircut.
It'll grow back.
It's not stealing when the government does it. We're just giving you a haircut.
And the banks just let them do it.
Well, the banks are part of the government, basically. I mean, at least in the United States, it's probably the same way in every country of the world.
Oh, the banks run the government in the United States.
Well, there's that. But if you want to, I mean, the little bank here in town doesn't run the government, right?
Like, no, but like the banksters, as Jay Noon said.
Yeah, but all of the banks, even the smaller banks, are all members of the Federal Reserve. They have to be.
And this little bank has to ask government for an authority to even exist.
That's correct. Otherwise, they're going to send men with guns in there, and they're going to arrest the people operating an illegal bank.
And if this little bank here in Keene, the government instituted haircut here, and they didn't do it, that's exactly what would happen. Men with guns would show up and take down the folks who arrest the folks who were in charge of that.
They would do it. Of course they would do it.
Absolutely.
Bitcoin, he says here, does the first part by setting up a system where instead of paying a middleman that you know to process a transaction, the network pays a group of middlemen that you don't know to do so. That's what he says Bitcoin mining is. Okay, so how many people know the clerk at Western Union? when you go in and you buy a money order or you buy, you know, some sort of money transmission to another person, how many people actually know the clerks at Western Union or MoneyGram, unless you happen to live in a small town where everybody knows everybody, odds are good, you don't know this person. So these are strangers who are have government licenses who are taking your money. And the idea that, you know, the Bitcoin miners are somehow tantamount to that, okay, yeah, there is a mining fee that you pay on every cryptocurrency transaction, but it's usually a very, very, very small amount of money. By comparison, if you're going through Western Union or Walmart to Walmart or one of these other systems, the fees are much higher. You might pay $5, whereas with Bitcoin it might be 50 cents. And that's even higher than what most of the cryptos are. With Dash, it might be less than 1 cent. And I'm talking about no matter how large the transaction is, whether it's $1,000 worth or $10 worth, it's probably only going to be, if you're doing Dash or Bitcoin Cash, a cent or two.
So one thing I've always liked about Dash is it just always worked every single time. I never really had to wait, and I was never like, oh, darn, I just spent $4 to send somebody a dollar.
Yeah, you know? That was a problem with Bitcoin for a little while last year, but it's not...
And Bitcoin's been good lately.
It has, but it's probably not as busy as it was last year.
Yeah.
So if it were to get as busy as it was last year, it probably would have the same problem. So again, growing pains, coming back to that concept. But anyway, here, let's go on with the critic. He says, that's what Bitcoin mining is. People race to be the first one to update the public ledger of all the Bitcoin transactions, cutting out the need for a bank to verify things, to try to win the new Bitcoin that's given out to whoever hits that mark. All right, that's a fair description. I would say it's a fair kind of general description of what Bitcoin mining is. It's these computer geeks competing to essentially find a block, and the block is that piece that goes onto the blockchain, the term we were talking about before, which is the technology and the public ledger, distributed ledger that backs up Bitcoin. He says, which brings us to the second part, aimed at retaining the cryptocurrency's value. The number of Bitcoins that will ever be created has been strictly limited in advance to preclude any possibility of their value being inflated away. He says, but there's a problem. And we'll get into what he says that is with this critic of Bitcoin coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.